As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
The Mets win streak is now up to 5 as they take the first game of this series with the Philadelphia Phillies, 5-4. Obviously, the big day from Lindor, who gives you 2 home runs, including the second game in a row with a leadoff home run. He hits the 3-run home run in the 7th to break the game kind of open from 2-0 to 5-0, and they needed every one of those runs. As you saw the bullpen finally falter a little bit as Kranich, who did pitch 2 innings, exits with 2 runners on, and Diaz gives up a 3-run home run to Stott, and he does end up getting the save, but Diaz has been a little up and down, but for the most part, like, again, I know Soto has had a better series, or at least did have a better series against the Cardinals, 0-4 in this game. Alonso's, 1-4 in this game. Nimmo's looked bad offensively for most of the season. He gets a hit. Winker with a home run. Acuna has been better. We could talk about the offense and Beatty and whether or not who's going to play center field and Tyrone Taylor struggles. And I guess Siri, as David Stearns met with the media today, Siri is going to be out 8 to 10 weeks from the moment of the injury. There's a lot to talk about with this offense, who has, for the most part, struggled. Obviously, Alonso's been on fire, and now Lindor is looking like his MVP self from last year. But all of that, I'm having a tough time really looking at anything else but the Mets pitching. As Tylor Megill throws an absolute gem against, a Philadelphia lineup that's pretty damn good. Megill with 5 1/3, 1 hit, 4 walks, 10 strikeouts. Now, 4 walks is a lot, and that's kind of McGill's MO a little bit, and they've tried to get him inside the strike zone, and you saw him a little bit more inside the strike zone getting, strikeouts, but, he's pitching to a 1.09 ERA. This is a guy who wouldn't even be in the rotation if everyone was healthy. I don't know what else to say about this Met team. The atmosphere for these games, talking point. Soto, who is without question struggling here. For him. He's got his OPS now is just under 800. And that's struggling for Juan Soto. He's at 785 right now for an OPS, and he's hitting 244. He almost hits the 3-run home run that was clearly foul. But right now, it's about the pitching of this Met team. It is everybody they bring in. It has been unbelievable. Garrett gets out of the jam with a big strikeout of JT Realmuto. I don't know what else to say about what they're doing with this pitching staff. They have, without question, the best pitching staff in baseball. It's not close. And it's every game. I mean, yeah, I understand they scored five runs and Lindor. It's 5-0 going into the ninth inning. They are consistent. Like, this offensive struggle, this team would be, we would be having such a different conversation right now. Forget who's hitting behind Juan Soto. It's the pitching staff that's allowed us to not care that Juan Soto is struggling. I know we cared for the week I was gone. It became a big topic. But right now, they are winning. And it doesn't matter what the offense does. Someone's going to come up with enough of a, you know, Winker hits a home run. But it's either going to be Lindor, Soto, Alonso. Someone's going to give them enough in any given game because they don't need much. Like, it's hard to not talk about the pitching for this team. I was watching the game. I'm watching the game along with the Knicks. I didn't see every single play, but I was watching. I'm watching the game, and I'm just watching Tyler McGill carve up the Phillies to a tune of 10 strikeouts. Now, Nola's been bad this year. He is now 0-5. He wasn't all that bad in the game. He gives up the home run to Lindor. He gives up the home run to Winker. And then he kind of, you know, goes through the third, fourth, and fifth relatively easy until the Lindor home run. But this isn't even about the offense right now. This is what, like, the Mets pitching lab, I used to scoff at. I'll be the first to admit. Not that I didn't think they were good at it. What they did last year was remarkable. So I know that what they're doing with starting pitching and what they're doing with their pitching department has been successful. So it wasn't like, you know, oh, shut up about the pitching lab. But at the same time, I thought relying on it as much as I think they're relying on it was ridiculous. Or at least ridiculous is probably a bit strong, but short-sighted. But they are single-handedly carrying this team. I mean, every single starting pitcher they throw out is better than the day before. And, like, tomorrow I fully expect Griffin Canning going up against Sanchez to be dominant. I mean, this is what this team is doing right now. And as great as Lindor is, and clearly he's the captain and leader of this team, right? And these two home runs are enormous and getting, you know, and that was so great about him last year. And what, you know, made him an MVP candidate is when he moved to leadoff, it was what he was doing at to start the game. I mean, he had a long, what did he have, like an 8 or 9 game hitting streak in the first inning? It was an on-base streak. Yeah, he had like a long on-base streak to start the game. So, I mean, and right now you set the tone with home runs. And obviously as the walk-off home run, he's hit 4 home runs in the last 3 games. He gets 2 yesterday. He's starting to really round into shape earlier than he had been prior. But, like, there's a lot of question marks, right? There's question marks about center field. There's question marks about what happens when McNeil comes back. Did we get any update? I watched most of the press conference. Did we get any update on the third baseman? I don't know if there is an update on Vientos as of right now, but right now it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if Acuna or Beatty are getting the at bats. It doesn't matter where they're going to put McNeil. It doesn't matter who they're going to try and play at center field to get their bat in the lineup because of Taylor's struggles. Doesn't matter. None of that matters when you pitch the way the Mets pitch. And to me, that's the story of the game. You get the big strikeout of Schwarber in the big spot from McGill. You get the big strikeout of Realmuto. Mark Vientos took ground balls earlier and is scheduled to take BP this afternoon, potentially available off the bench tonight. So he's going to be back relatively shortly. We saw Ben Rice, who's dealing with something, pinch hit for the Yankees last night. So hopefully both of those guys are back. But, like, right now, the pitching for the Mets is just out of control good.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And McGill last night. I mean, you always knew this about Tyler McGill. Like, the fastball's up to 97, 98. He's got good stuff. The Mets have been trying to, you know, he gets scared out of the strike zone. And even in this game, he walks too many guys with four walks. But he's able to make the big pitches. I thought Schwarber had a terrible at bat and swung on a miserable pitch. And you want to talk about terrible at bats? You want to see where is Bryce Harper's dad now? The guy who calls in is Bryce Harper's dad, because his at bat in the ninth inning was just atrocious. That could be, you know, I mean, he just swung at whatever was being thrown up there. It just felt like Bryce Harper was like, I'm just gonna guess fastball. And I'm going to swing for my heels, and if he throws me a fastball, I'm going to put it in the seats and tie this game up. And he just swung at everything. That last pitch was ridiculous that he swung at that ball in the dirt. But that's not the Mets' problem, as Diaz does get the save for his sixth of the season. He gives up the one hit, which is the home run. And the Mets have now won five in a row and look to take the series against Philadelphia tomorrow, but I mean, their pitching department, I know I went on about this yesterday. I don't know what else to say about the Mets. I got to be totally honest with you. It's one of those things where I can't say anything else because, like, we could talk about Soto's struggles. We could talk about a lot of the different things they could do with the lineup. You could talk about Nimmo hitting 200 because, really, the lineup has not been very good. Acuna with another hit, he's got his average up to 290, and he's winning the battle over, you know, Beatty when McNeil comes back. He gives you more defensively, he gives you more speed on the base path, and he's giving you better at-bats, and he's hitting 292. Lindor is obviously the star of this game with two home runs, but I just can't get over the fact that this starting pitching rotation, that, again, last year, without question, was their biggest concern heading into the season. And by the end of the year, it was their biggest strength. And this year, the same thing, right? Nobody likes Frankie Montas. He goes down. Manaea is your, you know, the best starting pitcher you bring back. He's injured in spring training. Still haven't seen him throw a pitch. Kodai Senga did not pitch at all last year, and when he did in the postseason, he was awful, which is unfair, but he was. You're getting a converted reliever in Clay Holmes. You're bringing in the probably the worst starting pitcher that was allowed to start every fifth day in Griffin Canning. And so far, they just put this team in a position to win every single night. And then you get to the bullpen. It's just, I mean, what they're doing right now from, you know, Minter and Kranick and Reed Garrett and even Diaz, who's been a little shaky, obviously, with his ERA almost around six. Like, it doesn't matter who they bring in. Like, and I've been saying this a lot. This isn't to get on Mendy, because I think Mendy's done a great job. I think Mendy is an excellent manager. You could have stuck with McGill a little bit longer in this game, but I thought he pulled him right at the right moment. Like, he's done a really great job. But I have to admit, it's not hard. I hate to say this because I don't want to diminish what he's done. But let's be honest, who could he do? What could he do to ruin this? It doesn't matter who he brings in. He's getting successful pitching from them. Like, he could bring in anyone in any spot. Brazoban, like, it doesn't matter. Everyone in this bullpen, you know, Buto's kind of been up and down and has not been as good as he was last year when he became a real weapon out of the pen. But, I mean, right now, whoever is on the mound for the Mets is dominant. And they took it to the Phillies last night, who look lost. They've got the next two games. They got, you know, one more win, take a series, and they've played excellent at home. And that's the other story around the Mets right now, is the feeling in the ballpark, the amount of people that are there, the way they've played, the way the crowd has been behind them, the energy. Like, it's been a different April than we have seen at Citi Field in a long time. And it goes back to the owner questioning the fan base, talking about how many people were at the ballpark last year as they were going through a pennant race, his frustration with it. And the team goes out and signs Juan Soto, and they've played every bit they are right now, without question, the best team in the division. And right now it feels like a party every night at Citi Field. They're 10-1 at Citi Field. They've been a dominant home team, which has been a problem for them and was last year at the start of the season. And right now, Citi Field is the place to be.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.